ultrasound scans have changed the nature of pregnancy, allowing parents-to-be to carry pictures of their unborn babies in their wallets. But the possibilities of ultrasound don't end there. Inventors are finding ever more diverse uses for it. MIT, for instance, is now using ultrasound to get large doses of drugs through the tough outer layers of skin and deep into flesh without injections. Ultrasound just above 20 kilohertz can improve fluid absorption through the pores, but prolonged exposure to the acoustic energy can burn. Joseph Kost and colleagues at MIT found that by pulsing low-energy ultrasound at 2 megahertz once a second while applying a low voltage to the skin, encourages drugs to pass into the pores via osmosis.
In 1998, the U.S. embassies in Tanzania and Kenya were attacked with suicide bombs. Over 200 people were killed. U.S. investigators blamed Al-Qaeda. They came across Darkazanli's name on a document giving him control over a German bank account of one of the bombing suspects. Another suspect had been handing out business cards listing an address that turned out to be Darkazanli's apartment in Hamburg. Intelligence agents then turned up a second possible link between Darkazanli and the violent jihadi movement. The document spells out the methods of establishing what it calls Islamic rule on Earth. Supporters are instructed to use surveillance systems to gather information.
Remarkably, almost everything Austin ever wrote has successfully transferred to the big screen. From traditional adaptations like the Oscar-winning Sense and Sensibility to modern reworkings like the 1997 hit Clueless, based on Emma. And of course, the Pride and Prejudice-inspired Bridget Jones's Diary. Pride and Prejudice has been voted the most romantic book of all time. From its first publication, the tempestuous relationship between the prideful Lizzie and the prejudiced Darcy has been firmly established as one of literature's greatest love stories.